age verification bill reintroduced in the Senate. Across much of the Western world, governments are beginning to recognize the harmful effects of pornography, particularly on young people. In the United States, 24 states have passed age verification legislation requiring viewers of pornography to verify that they are over the age of 18. Most of these states have also called pornography a public health crisis because of the range of negative impacts it has on society. A bill in the U.S. Senate is seeking to implement age verification requirements across the country. The United Kingdom and France have also passed age verification requirements that are coming into effect this year. Because of France's age verification law, Pornhub, one of the largest pornography websites in the world, has blocked access to its website in France rather than comply with age verification. Pornhub similarly blocked access to its site in 17 U.S. states in response to their age verification laws. In a society where pornography has been easily accessible to anyone at any age, such laws are reducing ease of access to pornography. Before the last federal election, Senator Julie Melville Deschênes introduced Bill S-210, which would have implemented age verification standards in Canada. You can read more about ARPA's support for Bill S-210 here. Bill S-210 passed the Senate and only had third reading left in the House of Commons, but the bill died on the order paper when the 2025 federal election was called. At second reading in the House of Commons, the bill had received unanimous support from Conservative, Bloc Québécois, NDP, and Green MPs, as well as over a dozen Liberals. Now that Parliament is sitting again, Senator Melville Deschênes reintroduced a slightly revised bill, Bill S-209. The bill has already passed second reading in the Senate and will be studied in committee. Bill S-209 is an important initiative to protect children from pornography. The bill's purpose is, quote, to protect public health and public safety, and in particular to A, protect the mental health of young persons by restricting their access to pornographic material, B, protect Canadians, in particular young persons and women, from the harmful effects of the exposure of young persons to pornographic material, including demeaning material and material depicting sexual violence, and C, deter organizations that make pornographic material available on the internet for commercial purposes from allowing young persons to access that material. Bill S-209 would require companies to verify that a person is over the age of 18 before they can view pornography online. Currently in Canada, children can easily access pornography online without verifying their age. Bill S-209 would require effective age verification, which refers to using physical or digital identity documents to verify age, or age estimation technology such as facial scans or other biometric or behavioral scans. Specific effective methods would be determined by a government regulatory body following the bill's passage. If an organization fails to verify age and allows a young person to access pornography, it may be subject to fines of $250,000 for a first offense or $500,000 for subsequent offenses. If a site fails to comply with the regulations, the government agency in charge of enforcing the law can apply to a court to have the site blocked in Canada. Moving forward, the previous version of this legislation came close to becoming law, and it's great to see another attempt early in this new parliament. Despite support on both sides of the political spectrum, the bill will face criticisms from those who fear government regulation of the internet or worry about privacy concerns. But this law is an important step in combating pornography in Canada. Today, online pornography is not only much more extreme, but also much easier to obtain and view secretly than it once was. The intent of age verification laws is to protect children from accessing pornography. But if it has the added impact of making it more difficult for adults to access pornography and thus reducing overall consumption and addiction, or if it results in sites like Pornhub blocking access in Canada, it will be an added benefit. Of course, parents need to understand the impact of pornography and how to protect their children from it as well. But parents cannot hold pornography companies accountable with the force of the law like governments can. While more can be done to combat pornography, Bill S-209 is an important place to start. As this bill moves through the Senate, send an easy mail to your senators asking them to better protect children from pornography and to support Bill S-209.